You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN on a Wednesday hump day. Hopefully it's a good hump day to you. I tell you what, it feels like I've said it's the month of July. King George, we gotta start cutting it down right about here. Right about here. Because I tell you what, it does. After years and years of doing this, you get used to one thing. And if there's even a little subtle difference, you notice it. Maybe the listeners don't. But I'm trying to talk. John knows about it. I'm trying to talk over
pop
it.
That thing down.
Yeah, I was trying. I was having to keep my heavy voice, my loud voice on. You know, I was trying to get to my inside voice, as you know. King George here.
There's a fine line between, like, you don't want to cut it off completely. You know,
1,000%.
Brad be pulling the hook on you, man.
It's a very delicate
just pot
adjustment
it down.
There.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, potting it down. See, yeah. I've never been on that side.
Yeah.
Not pipe down, pot down?
Yeah, pot down.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah. Now, you've been on that other
oh,
side.
I know. I was listening to you
talk about it this morning. We're, in fact, in the 24-hour King George Marathon here at 92.9 FM ESPN. We're pushing our way through into hour number three, are
That's
we
right.
not?
That's right.
Hour number three for King George. Like, give yourself
Jimmy
a round of applause.
Dickie V, yeah. You know.
Yes. So that's the thing. You're working so hard. I really should have nothing to say about a slight
right.
little difference there. We appreciate you, George, every time you're with us. We certainly appreciate you. I hope you know that by now, how comfortable we are having you as our man on the ones and twos. I'm certainly comfortable with this guy, right? Going into what? Soon, what, year nine, year 10? What? Oof. What? How many years has it been now?
I think we are in year nine. It was October 2016.
16.
So October 25 would be nine.
Nine full ones.
We'll be going into 10.
We'll be going into 10.
Yeah.
Year 10.
Yeah.
Once we get to October.
That's pretty amazing.
Now, we're going to take a break from each other, both of us.
That's right. That's why he's so damn excited today.
Before we do it.
That man coming in here with some wind beneath his wings.
Oh, yeah. And John's had it, too.
Like Jeffrey yesterday.
Yeah.
He's like, it's my last day.
That's a real phenomenon, by the way. Like,
it picks you up.
That last day before you go on vacay.
It lifts them wings up. You feel lighter on that day before you head out of here. We've seen it a lot from John over the years, those days, haven't we? That day before he gets on out here. Feeling pretty good. Hope everybody else is, too. We've certainly got a lot of news to discuss.
We did. We got our last gasp of the Grizzlies offseason, it feels like, with some scheduling news and potentially some outrage. We had one of the largest, strongest earthquakes in world history, or at least recorded history, yesterday in Russia that sent, you know, tsunami warnings to the United States. I mean, that's Hawaii, not just Hawaii, yep. but California and Washington and Oregon.
My
crazy.
Wife's been sending me updates all morning.
I got to say, for a little sleepy Tuesday night in July, it wasn't, I mean, obviously I want everybody to be safe, but, you know, that was a little, it was entertaining following along. Like, are the tsunamis, luckily, it seemed like it did not materialize, because there's a lot of people that are in Hawaii right now, that they're like, were there on, you know, vacation.
Right.
And they're like, oh my God, I have to evacuate Maui. I have to go up, you know, further inland to the mainland. And so anyway. Yeah, that was a crazy
development.
Yeah, they say that we're gonna get one, but it's, you know, we haven't.
Well, that's where we're okay here in Memphis. One of the few places we can check the box and feel like we're pretty safe, right?
Well, we're on the New Madrid fault line, apparently.
Well, now that's a whole other sort of natural disaster that you're talking about. I'm just talking about safe from tsunami.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we'd just get the earthquake.
Yes. Tsunami, no.
But again, you know, I do need you to check on those studies because there are some who say that that fault line is dormant.
Again, Nostradamus predicted this was wrong, okay?
Okay.
He was wrong. I can't remember the year, but we did it. We had the shirts. I've told you about this before.
Oh, that's right.
We had I want to say it was in the 80s. It was like a you going, I'm staying shirt that we all had was passed around Memphis, whether or not you're leaving or not.
That's right.
Nostradamus, I'm pretty sure, predicted it.
Well, let's hope.
Dormant since then.
It doesn't happen because we won't be able to take the buses up out of here. We know that for damn sure. We're going to be on our own on that one.
Well, the Amex is stretched.
It's cast out, dog.
Yeah, good luck.
I wonder, what do they do with the points? You know what I mean?
I know that's what you're most concerned about.
Because, they racked somebody up a lot of points.
Oh, I mean, clearly those perks were probably already used by that woman. Wasn't it a woman?
There was a CEO and there was an interim CEO.
Well, she's been cleaned out.
Right.
They've been cleaned out. Right? Yeah. We got a man in there trying to play catch up with it.
Yeah.
And it's going to take years to pay off that bill.
Because we use all the budget. It'll be years before we get some new buses, though.
Just get them things on time, at least on Poplar.
That's right. At least that. Anyway. Yeah, we got some Grizz news on some scheduling news, some games that will be added, and an important game that will be lost as a result of the schedule. So we'll get into that today on the show. We're excited about the show today because at 12:25, we're going to be joined by, I talked about her yesterday, the one, the only, the great Trista Crick. She is going to join us at 12:25 to address a number of things. The unidentified green object that was thrown onto the floor yesterday during a WNBA game.
Disgusting.
I mean, there's video of someone, you can't see who did it.
They didn't find the person.
I think they found the person.
When I got here, I told myself, ask John if they found the fool that threw that mess out there.
So it was a green phallic item, a rubber, a silicone, you could sort of do the...
George seems aware. I'm not sure if they
are you aware
about,
of the
I'm
item,
not sure
George?
If they talked about it on Jeff.
I have seen the pictures on was, X, the everything.
Was this topic broached on Jeff?
It was not.
That's right.
I should have known.
It's a tough subject. It is.
It's on TMZ. It's everywhere.
It's a tough one to straddle because you just don't necessarily know how to.
Now, what are you going to say some foolish stuff like that for?
No, I mean, are you allowed to laugh at it because it's a WNBA? They don't like when we laugh at them. I think it's hilarious, but...
I'm going to let Trista tell us. I will say, the pictures, you see a lot of the athletes are laughing.
Right, they're laughing.
There's an issue. Is it uncomfortable laughter?
Oh, I think it's funny laughter. I hope.
I'm hoping that, too. Get point. Say,
they have a whole
that's
thing.
That's for them to tell us.
They have a whole clique called the Stud Buds, man.
What if it was a woman who threw it out there?
It probably was. I don't think it's offensive. I think it's funny, but
clearly it's going to be discussed here.
It is, and I
studied up because I figured
Meta Queen. That's what we call her, Trista Crick. She's all over Threads and Instagram. I imagine she has some content coming out about this. She also had a long interview with one of your favorites, Joy Taylor.
Oh. Why do you continue to say she's one of my favorites?
Because she's not, and that it's just funnier if I put that on you.
Where you look to trigger, right? It's a good day. It's my last.
That's
day.
Right.
This is
you can take a little bit more
we
than
can
usual.
Do this for so long.
Yeah, I can pick up the vibes today. I know the vibes are high.
Well, yes. Haircut. Got on my gold
glasses.
Right.
That's right.
We're ready
the
for it.
The staycation is about to engage.
Give it all to me today.
You can handle it, man. Yep. But anyway, she had an interview with Joy Taylor where she talked about her future and what she's going to do. And, it was interesting. So we'll get into all that with Trista Crick at 12:25. Then at 1:25, we are scheduled to be joined by Norton Hurd IV.
I was looking for his retweet.
Okay.
That we usually get.
Got it.
And, we're still checking. But
right.
Hopefully we're going to be joined by Norton Hurd at 1:25.
All right.
See, no reason to believe that we're not going to be.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Catch up with him just as we continue to decompress.
There's big news. Actually, that we need to discuss with Norton Hurd IV, a proud Mitchell High graduate. I don't know if you saw it, but the XAI news about what they're going to do for four Westwood area schools, Memphis schools. One of those would include Mitchell High. Going to be pouring in millions. We got the school board meeting yesterday. Jeff Calkins was there. He's got a column up about it. We'll be talking about that today as well. Millions of dollars going it looks like, not potentially, but yes, into four, you know, Westwood area schools over there in that part of Memphis, Mitchell High, one of them, so I'm sure heard. And that's big news over there.
Yes. Yes.
In that area.
Yeah, no doubt. So we'll get all of that from Herd at 125. So that is the show today. But we got some big news, some historic news from the Memphis Grizzlies. Saw this early this morning from Drew Hill. The Grizzlies are going to be playing two games overseas, two regular season games, not preseason, but two regular season NBA basketball games on January 15th against the Orlando Magic in Berlin. That's Germany. And then they're going to play again in London 3 days later on January the 18th. So back-to-back games against the Orlando Magic, starting in Berlin, finishing in London. Of course, Berlin is in Germany. That's where the Berlin Wall was once upon a time. It is no longer standing. But it's also, you know, Germany, there's two Germans on the Orlando Magic, and Franz and Mo Wagner, as you know. So I think it's probably very special for them. And then Tuomas Iisalo coached in Germany for a very long time. So lots of German connections. And, you know, and then again, I guess you're just kind of traversing your way around, you know, the great, you know, place that is Europe. And you're going to go to London on January the 18th. So. So that's the good news, right? You're gonna first regular season game in Germany.
Yes, first regular season, 14th overall. I think I read.
Not first regular season game in London.
Oh no, I do not believe.
Okay,
so.
But first in Berlin. So that's very cool. And then obviously again another one in London. So great for the expansion, the crossover, the marketing over the seas, etc. But you do give up the Martin Luther King Jr. Day game.
London will be 10th regular season contest in that city. Manchester has never played host to a regular season game, and Paris has been the site of 5 regular season contests. But
got it.
For London, the 10th regular season. For Germany, 14th overall, but first regular season game.
All right, so there you go.
So basically, you're introducing Ja to the country.
That's right.
You hope.
Ja!
So long as he's healthy.
And Ja!
Grizzlies will be selling a bunch of Ja jerseys, not just Wagner jerseys for Orlando.
That's right.
In Germany. Obviously, those already sell. We're trying to sell them Ja jerseys worldwide. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, of course.
This follows right along with the world tour.
It does. It does. China, Germany, London. Here we go.
We'll sell some threes.
But, the downside to this, if there is a downside, I'm just curious to see if you know, how much a downside you view this. No MLK Jr. Day game for the first time. Since 2017. So it'll only be the third time since moving to Memphis that they do not have an MLK Day game in Memphis.
And if it was going to be the last time, I think there would be reason to be outraged here or overly or disappointed. I'll say that. I'm not even going to say overly. I'd say disappointed. But Jason Wexler, the Grizzlies president, says right there in the release, we look forward to once again anchoring the NBA's MLK Day schedule in 2027. This is for a year. Okay, and we there have been previous years where you haven't had it, as you've pointed out. This is the third time. And so, listen, it's regretful in the sense that you don't get to do the symposium, which is awesome. You get to be the centerpiece of MLK Day in the NBA. And that's an important responsibility, frankly. And it's fallen on that franchise for years. What you're doing is basically giving them a year off from that symposium and everything else. And you say, Jason, you're off. We love going down to that game. Sure you do. We all love attending it. That's work down there for the Grizzlies that they're putting on. And they're prepared to do the work starting back in 2027. This is not a deal where you've got the Grizzlies, as I told somebody else, blindfolded and handcuffed, being kidnapped and taken to Germany here. It's the first regular season game in Germany, and you get, again, to introduce Ja in terms of in-person to an entire German audience that probably could be already be in love with them, but those that are not, they could imagine some 10-year-old kid over there seeing a Ja dunk for the first time, and all that you're going to do now that you've sold in terms of all that, all the, you know, hype you've created, the vibe, everything else in terms of that you sold from that. So yeah, you're introducing him again, your team, to the world, or at least in Germany. I realize the London game's kind of old hat. Be outraged here if it wasn't coming back, but they make it pretty clear they'll be back. It's a year off.
Exactly.
Grizzlies are fine with it, obviously. Probably said, hey, take us.
Yeah, I mean, look, it does. I mean, that's obviously a very significant day, you know, because you have people that come in, you know, around the game of basketball.
But it's not just our day either.
No, it's shared.
Because he was assassinated here.
Right.
Shared.
Atlanta
is a big part of that day, too. So for us, to we sort of have this feeling, it felt like in a little bit of that back, this is ours, right?
Right.
Because he died here.
There's like four or five games that day.
Because he was assassinated. You understand, but it's not just him. Although we are, and I said it, we're the anchor for it.
Yeah, right.
Wexler tells you we're the anchor for it, and we're going to be the anchor for it again in 27. It's a year off from them.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to be overly outraged here.
Yeah. No, I
can understand being disappointed.
Yeah,
if
I think,
you
like,
are.
You know, there's probably a little paranoia because, you know, just the backdrop, right? Like, you're in the midst of lease negotiations. You're trying to get this recommittal to Memphis.
100%. And that's why first thing you do is go to say, well, what's the Grizzlies? Is this thing done or not? And that's the first thing I did when I saw this news. I'm sure you did too. Is you're saying, okay, is this for good? Then you got a problem.
Yeah.
Then I think you have some. But no, Wexler makes it clear right there in the release on the Grizzlies side that we look forward to, you know, anchoring it again and expect to.
Exactly.
Well, that's our responsibility. We look forward to doing it again.
I mean, listen, I think if you're a Grizzlies fan, this is a great opportunity to you know, and a great excuse to go to Europe. I mean, go to Germany, go to England, you know, I mean, if you have the means. Because when are you ever going to be able to say that you could do that again? Probably never in your life. I mean, maybe, but I mean, if they expand to Europe, that's possible.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just think this is such a unique opportunity.
There's that.
You know, it's like when the Eagles, you know, played in Brazil, in the Packers and played in Brazil last year to open the season. Now, maybe you didn't want to go to Brazil. Maybe you were a little nervous. You didn't feel like that was safe. But, you know, Germany and London, a little different. So, I mean, I you know, listen, if I had the political will to do this, I would be over there. Now, I'm gonna go to London and Berlin on my own. I don't need the Grizzlies to be there for me to one day go there. So you don't have to worry about me taking off that week.
Yeah, I was going to say, man.
I think that's a little much.
So it's a little strange time in the calendar, too. We're just getting back from the New Year break. You don't need to be taking another break right there.
Right. No, yeah, there's no
please
doubt.
Don't. Not you. But fans, please.
But right yes. So, but I think it's a great opportunity. I think fans should go. I think they should go explore that part of the world and go to the games and enjoy the experience. I mean, that's what it's supposed to all be about.
I would still say on that Monday that we're all going to be off anyway, go to the National Civil Rights Museum. Still make it an important day for you. It shouldn't just be on the Grizzlies again to make that an important day. It's just an important day in this for this city, obviously. And what we represent in terms of Martin Luther King's life. That said, it's not just ours, and it's 1 year off for the Grizzlies. And so I think this is as Wexler said, it's a unique opportunity for them to get out, be nationally televised in a different way here. Again, you're not losing any interest in terms of any spotlight here. There will be a spotlight on you and Orlando for those two games, and you get the additional, as Wexler put it, introducing our team to Germany, Ja to Germany.
Right.
There's all that good. You'll be right back to it in 27.
Yeah, the full quote from Jason Wexler is, "We appreciate the opportunity to represent the NBA and to represent the city of Memphis and state of Tennessee on an international stage in Berlin and London. In order to undertake this rare opportunity and bring Memphis to an international audience, it will require the team to be away from home for MLK Day. However, we remain committed to supporting the Memphis community over the MLK Day holiday while the team is traveling, and we look forward to the Grizzlies once again anchoring the NBA's MLK Day schedule in 2027.
It was the key for me.
Yes, that he assured
once you
that
back.
Was, exactly. Had it been left up sort of to interpretation.
With everything that's going on, yes, I think we got a different conversation.
There's going to be some heightened sensitivity. I mean, there's heightened sensitivity just anyway. Because, you know, and again, I do blame Paul Young a little bit for that because he put the timeline on it. And so it feels like that was like not met. And so now it feels like we're behind when we may not be behind at all.
Overly ambitious.
Yeah, right.
Mayor
right.
that wanted to, you know, try to be transparent and shot too high there.
So, you know, in terms of the Grizzlies' history with players, they do not have and have not had anyone from Germany on the roster in their history, according to Drew Hill's compilation.
Amazing.
At the Daily. We have never had one from Germany.
I think what's clear is he had time. He went to the library and dug in here.
We have had lots of players, as you know, from Spain.
From Spain, yes.
We've had a few from Greece. Antonis Fatsis, remember him?
Yeah, Kalaitis is the one.
Kalaitis is on there. Costa Koufos from Greece.
Yeah, remember him.
One from England. This was like the two-way guy. Tosan, I can't say his last name. Uvbuamwan, I can't say it, sorry. He went to Princeton. Mm-hmm. Had him from England, but you know, I think he was just a two-way guy. And then, you know, you had some Serbia, Darko and Marko Jaric, Who could forget those guys? Oh, Marco Guterich. Who could forget him? You had Jonas from Lithuania, Benno from Slovenia, and the GOAT, the greatest to ever do it, Big Jake. Jake Sakalidis from the great state of Georgia.
Yeah.
So how about that? That's your Robert Archibald from Scotland. That's the only other guy. Okay. So that's your Yves Pons from France and Kylian Tilly from France. But that's basically your history of foreign players.
Okay.
And so again,
not sure how. It's great. It's an exhaustive list. A lot of work went in.
It did.
How useful is it to us?
Well,
in our quest, whether it's to go over there.
Well, I mean, I think it's useful.
Is it?
I think it's because, you know, Europe.
The guys on there, we can't even spend any time on them because many of those names barely had a cup of tea.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
Again, that's not to knock Drew's work.
I mean,
clearly, he had time on his hands.
They should have gone to, they should go to Spain and then honor Pau and Mark. And then,
and I think, did we do, we did that, I think.
Oh, we already did that?
I think we did that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, I want to say I heard Jeff talking about that.
Damn, I missed that.
I'm pretty sure we did that back in the day. We made, some, whether it was an exhibition trip or whatever.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so. I mean,
like you said, we should. I think it was. That's like a common sense thing. Because that's what they're doing for the Wagners with Orlando. That's what they're doing this for.
Yeah. So.
We've done that.
Drew has found a connection to the Grizzlies and London. Brett Berman. Once a Memphis Hustle assistant coach and Grizzly scout, was the GM of the London Lions of the British SLB from 21 to 24.
Man, you need to put Drew on cold cases. That man,
I think we're wasting his talents.
Like, how in the world?
I think we
Is that a former Hustle assistant? I've never.
Is he even with the organization anymore?
My God,
it seems like no.
It's amazing work.
But yeah, he needs to be like on Memphis open criminal cases.
Now what are we doing?
I mean, we got a backlog.
Solve a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Get our percentage up, Drew.
Exactly. What's the hold time now down there?
It's gotten crazy. I saw that.
3 days?
Yeah.
Man.
Used to be, what, two?
The processing time, yeah. Now it's 3 days before you even get a, you know, spot.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I bet our listeners don't, but I do.
Yeah. I would say don't go to jail.
Right.
That would be
best way to bottom line it.
Advice.
It'll take a while.
But then that's why it's good that we have George here all 7 hours. He can't get any trouble. You know what I mean? So we look forward to that. Anyway, yeah. I do think like there are people who are fair and reasonable to be upset and lament that, you know, they look forward to that game. They really love it and they hate to lose any of it. They want it to be here every year no matter what.
Right.
But I do think like you have to. The bigger picture is. This is an opportunity to put a little bit of a footprint internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, I don't even know if, I mean, the Grizzlies are members of the NBA. Like, they need to be good citizens of the NBA. Like, uh-huh. They need to say, if the NBA goes to them and says, hey, we want you to play in Europe,
right?
You need to go. I mean, it's unfortunate that it cost you the MLK Day, but you're going to have it.
We love the MLK Day, let's be real, because of the spotlight it puts on Memphis. It's one of our nationally televised games, typically, and we love pointing to it as one of those days we'll have the nation watching us. This is an opportunity to have the world watching you.
Exactly.
What are we talking about here? Let's not twist this. Key being for those folks, that dad and that son who would have been down there on that Monday for what is a special day in Memphis. Look, you'll have it again in 27. It can still be a special day. Your kid's going to be off. You're going to be off. You'll go to the Civil Rights Museum.
That's right.
And make it that. And again, the Grizzlies will be on a world stage that the NBA said, hey, as John just said, hey, you know, you ain't the Pelicans and the Grizz that we've forgotten about, whatever else. You guys are, you know, you got Ja Morant.
Let's put
you on the world stage here. You get it for a year, you're back to anchoring it, as Wexler said, in 27. I think it's probably a good thing for you, for your franchise and everything else,
yep.
Particularly with the news that you'll be back doing it next year. So long as that is the case,
yep.
Everything is fine here. Really nothing to see.
Agreed. And if honestly,
it's a good development.
I really believe that if the lease negotiations weren't as public as they were, like I don't even know if people would bat an eye, really. I think that adds so much color to... Hey, sensitivity, right. You know, feeling some type of way about this. What are the Grizz doing? Y'all see what this means? Like, I think those conspiracies would...
You wouldn't have those
exactly.
at all to even subscribe to.
Exactly.
To your point. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, I think the Grizzlies knew that this would probably get some blowback, but I think overall, you know, you have to see the bigger picture here. And like I said, just book the trip, man. Book the flight if you're, you know, if you're in the mood, like go.
Most regular people just coming off Christmas, right there, bro. What kind of cash are you talking about?
Well, they don't.
That's that Germantown Cove cash.
Right, hold on, man.
You're gonna take a trip. This is early mid January.
Yeah,
no?
Bro.
Most folks are just coming off Christmas are good and broke. You talking about have to get back
maybe
to work
be
to pay
Christmas
the credit
gift.
Card.
Maybe
bills.
That can be a Christmas gift for somebody.
Normal people have to pay their credit card bills. Down, starting right there.
Hold on, let's
okay,
look,
and then
let's
you start planning the summer trip. John says, go
let's
to Europe with the Grizzlies for $9.99.
Right.
Basically, we're selling a
right.
trip.
Hold on.
I mean, it's amazing.
Well, hold on,
here.
Hold on. What is
the,
it?
The amount of disposable cash that you have and you expect Memphians to have. Go with the Grizzlies on this year off, this sabbatical.
It's like when
off from MLK Day.
Tigers try to get you on the rebounders flight.
Exactly.
All right, look, let's go. We're going to fly in on Tuesday, the 13th. Is 2 days enough to get like jet lag?
Where do we have to go to get to
we're going
Germany
to Berlin.
From, I'm saying in America to go out of here?
Well,
because
we're
not flying out of Memphis, are we? Unless
Jay,
we're on a
Jay,
FedEx plane.
We're going to get to that, but just tell me, do you think 2 days is enough time, or do we need to fly in on Monday?
You're the guy, you Mr. International. You
it
Mr.
took me 5 days, bro,
okay.
To be honest. So let's just call it, you fly in Monday, you get there Monday. And then,
first off, work isn't even giving a regular person this time off, but you go right ahead in your dream here.
So look. I have some friends who don't have jobs.
Right.
You know?
We know what kind of friends you got.
All right. So, look, so we're going to go from the game's the 18th. So let's give us the 19th to recover. We'll come back the Tuesday of the 20th. All right. So we're going to fly out of Berlin, man. I don't know how this is going to work. Oh, dude, a flight round trip is only $700. That's really not bad. For European travel, we were paying $700 to go round trip in Vegas in 2020, man. 2021 after out of COVID,
yeah, worst time ever.
So it's really not that, and that's you know you got United, you got American, you know you got some. And so you asked where would we stop? We would go to it looks like George Bush International. Is that Houston? Does that sound like Houston?
Isn't it? Yeah, Texas.
It's definitely Texas. And then we have to go to Newark from there. All right.
That's awful.
That's United.
That's why damn thing's only $700 because they're flying you all around the country before you even go over there.
That's pretty sick.
You must have just looked up cheapest flight possible. And they got you as a stowaway on that thing.
And then if you want to do American, you'll go to Charlotte and you'll go from Charlotte to London. And then you'll go from London to Berlin.
Now that's going to be a little bit more expensive.
That one
has to be.
That one's $693.
Okay. American. See, that's who my card's with. I like them.
The 675 round trip, brother?
And I'm cutting out a stop in America.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Had
that's
me
right.
Two stops before I'm even going across the water.
Hey, I'm just doing
this is ridiculous.
That's just United route, man. All right. I'm not in charge of it. But again, 675, but that's just one person. So it's going to be $2,000
right.
For you and
Faith. No, Chris got to stay. Me and Faith, the only ones we can afford to go, and I'm just going to leave our kid to raise himself. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
it, I think it
with,
he could stay and live by himself, man.
Right, right.
No, he would never forgive you if you went without him.
So three.
So you got to go.
Most folks are trying to do it for four.
And then
a lot of folks are trying to do it for four.
And then you can stay
this
in like a little cheap
worst
hostel.
Worst plan ever.
You ever seen that movie Hostel?
Yeah.
That scary movie where they like cut off arms and legs. Just don't stay in that one.
And have them folks in Taken come and get you.
That's right. That's right. Well, anyway, look, I am not a travel agent.
You sound like one.
But
I don't even think Wexler's expecting folks to go.
I just want people to have a good time. I want people to make the most of it. It's maybe the only time they'll ever play overseas.
The thing I'm getting out of this is you're having them fly straight to Berlin. They've got the game in London on the 15th.
Yeah, no, it's a real issue.
Yeah,
I don't know. We're gonna have to take another. We're gonna have to take another flight from London back to Berlin.
Well, how come you didn't add that up in your plan?
Well, because
that's what I'm saying.
It's complicated.
Logistically, you didn't even like that. It wasn't even close to what we're gonna have to spend.
Either I fly. I mean, I got. How do I do this?
That one had a layover in London.
I know, but I got the games in Germany and then London. So I guess am I picking?
No, I thought it was the 15th in London and then the 18th in Germany.
No, the London is
it's
the last one.
It's the other way around.
Oh, the other
Berlin's
way around.
Berlin's 15th.
Yeah.
He's right. German,
gotcha.
John's
right,
right
gotcha.
On the Germany
okay.
First.
Yeah. So I guess what I just say, I don't want to go to Germany. I'll just go to London.
No, you fly to Germany first, and then you take a stop, and you can fly from Heathrow.
And then I fly back from London.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Getting a little pricey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely going to be, because, I mean, I assume, like, you know, the cheapest a flight from Berlin to London is going to be is like, what, $300? That seems about right. I mean, everything in Europe is pretty close together. in that part of the world, but it's still going to run you 300.
These folks ain't going downtown to see the Grizzlies. You talking about going to Europe. It ain't safe, they say.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Damn. I'm over here playing this big itinerary.
Mate, ain't it like the Rebounders, bro? Are you with the group now?
I mean, I kind of like the idea of going now. I'm paying $4,000 in flights, but I ain't even tickets.
Oh, not even. A flight from Berlin to London is, you can
that's
do that
not,
for
that's
less
nothing,
than,
right.
You can do that less than $200.
Yeah.
I know, but still, that's a family of four.
They have a Ryanair flight for $65.
Okay. I'd have to take
now,
that
might, one. That might be a little Spirit type thing.
Oh, that's definitely Spirit. That's definitely the European version of Spirit. But that might be like our, you know, that might be quality enough to match our American. You just never know. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll just stay here and go to the Civil Rights Museum with my son.
If anybody wants to plan out a trip, man, hit me up. Let me know. We can do it. I can send you some flight information, you know.
Yeah. You don't want John scheduling your itinerary.
Just make sure you set aside $12,000 for the trip, and you'll be good. That's all. All right, we'll come back. Tristan Griff's going to join us at 12:25. Norton Heard the 4th at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, how are you trying to fit?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
ESPN. Welcome back, Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. You got to brush up on, you know, your British terminology, man. You got to work up that British accent. I'll get my man Jones on here, who played at Memphis University of Memphis Golf. He's from Birmingham, so he can help me out with the terminology there. Shun. Shun is a good one.
I hear you.
S-C-H-U-N. That's slang, you know, over there for like. You know, good person, good man. So
didn't know that.
Yeah, Sean, mate. You know, again, I'll continue to work on some words.
Just stay tuned. As we were talking about, you know, the Grizzlies' inevitable move to London, Mark Stein posted a tweet that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and Deputy Commissioner Mark Tatum met today in London with United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer as part of Silver and Tatum's trip to meet with various potential stakeholders in a new NBA Europe League. And in this tweet, he included the sort of advertisement of London, of the London game. Paolo Banchero, Ja Morant, Magic, Grizzlies at Peninsula Square, you know, in January. You know, this is...
You're part of the NBA's campaign for world domination. That's what this is.
Silver and Tatum also met with U.S. Ambassador to the U.K. Warren Stevens, private equity firms KKR and CVC, investment firm Redbird Capital Partners, Abu Dhabi's Department of Culture and Tourism, and reps from Turkish soccer power Galatasaray, in addition to Starmer. So, I mean, you know, we talk about Seattle, we talk about Vegas. It really does seem like their focus in the imminent is to get this Europe League up and going. And I don't really know what the plan, like, are you creating new teams over there? Are you moving teams over there? Like, I don't think they're moving teams over there, because that would be crazy in terms of travel. But I don't know, Jason. I don't know if there's anything we could compare that to. A league having a whole NFL had the Europe thing way back when, but it was a mess. They did not get what they wanted out of that. It was rejected by the fans. You know, so I don't know. I don't know what the end game is, but they clearly want to expand some way, you know, into that part of the world.
Yeah. I mean, how big is Eurobasket?
I think Eurobasket is big enough.
School me.
I mean, I think it's, you know.
Since we're taking over the world now, we need to know what we're going up against, right?
Yeah. Like,
In terms of how dominant a product it is. Is that the right? Is it the Euro League?
Eurobasket is like their
the FIBA part of it. Yeah. Well, then Euro League is what I should have said then.
Yeah.
My initial question would be, are you not going to be in competition with the teams that are over there, whatever you establish? And if you've got Silver over there, clearly there are some that are inviting this competition over. I don't know. Are you doing this in partnership with them? Are you doing it in direct competition? Because ultimately, if you've got a bunch of teams that you're about to form, it'll be going against that, right, in terms of interest level and everything else. I have no idea on seasons when first time, you know.
I think the consensus is that basketball is the second most popular sport in Europe. You know, obviously, it's going to trail far behind football, right? But I think the consensus is that it's second. And then you look around, Lithuania has a bunch of pros. Greece has Giannis. Serbia has Jokic and a bunch of pros. Slovenia has Luka. You know, now you got Turkey with Sengun. Like, you got a lot of European flavor now. France, obviously, with Victor Wembanyama and Risa Sher and all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're looking at this and like, hey, why not cater to these fans who are going to be following our product? Why not cater to those fans? You know, why don't we double down? I guess that's the logic here. But I do think there's enough popularity, clearly, or else they wouldn't even be wasting their time with it.
Real Madrid, 11-time champion, EuroLeague champion.
Yeah.
Real Madrid.
I mean, I think those places get, like, pretty, you know, pretty raucous crowds. Again, it's not like football. It's not like the soccer. But, you know, again, enough. You don't have to have 100,000 people in those buildings.
Yeah. That's my question is, are you running secondary to them for a little while? Is it something you can run in competition? Are you running with? Because that's who you're, you know, that's what you're going to be up against. Is it enough to create interest? The kinds of teams that will be there. The Europeans have this league, and then they have the NBA that they can pull for, and all of the NBA's teams. Do they need another group of teams? Are they going to be interested enough? And can you make that group of teams good enough to care about? That's what I question in terms of whether the NBA should be even trying this. I mean, there has to be not everything they've stepped into is going has popped off here or has been a success, and I'm not sure. That's what I'm trying to gather here is whether there's enough interest here to have another group of teams, and can those teams even be good enough? Your best players are going to be here. How many are still in the freaking G League? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you shipping some over there to help? Is it all their players? I'd be curious how competitive a league this can be in terms of drawing interest, because you've already got an established league there.
Exactly. So I don't really know. It would obviously be separate of the Euro League. I think the thought was that the I just looked it up. The Euro League president said it's going to create confusion because
That's what I'm saying. This is competition for them.
It is totally competition.
Yeah.
And I think the NBA went to the top teams like Real Madrid and Barcelona and others, and they didn't get a ton of nibbles. They didn't get a ton of bites.
I bet they didn't.
You know, and so I think that's kind of what's – so maybe they're trying to do this to say, hey, this is what we can do over here. You have the NBA's full financial backing. We can make this thing go huge. But, like, my thing with that would be, yeah, but you're not going to have Ja Morant and Paolo Banchero every damn night.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, that ain't what it's about to be.
We're going to be over here. I mean, like, what's the best you can give them? Your best G League players? That's what I'm saying. They're the ones that are the closest to NBA level. And then you got your NBA teams that are going to be like, well, I'm not going to.
And you're not even going to get the best college guys over there. Because college guys are going to make more than NIL.
Mm.
I mean, you know.
That's what I'm saying. How feasible is this? How sustainable is this?
I'm not sure.
You're going to have pushback from European teams. That's what I was getting at, trying to figure out and wade our way through there. It sounds like we've gotten our answer. You're not going to have cooperation from them. They're going to be willing to pay their guys more, to your point, to bump you out and keep you secondary in terms of talent level and everything else. Who are you sending over there to play?
Right.
You know, Adam Silver. I don't know. It's ambitious, but what are you necessarily accomplishing? Can it be taken over? Again, many of your European fans are already rooting for NBA teams. You think they're going to pick up some secondary, some, you know, third tier, you know, European League team out of the NBA sponsors and...
Exactly.
You're sending over a bunch of has-beens or a bunch of wannabes that ain't even close because they ain't even played in the G League. I don't know. It's a lot of questions.
And you know, I think if they're going to do this, like, are they going to only, because the NBA loves the glitz and glamour, are they only going to go for the glitz and glamour cities in Europe where they may or may not get support, or are they going to go to the real hotbeds of Europe where they will, like, go to Serbia? Serbia will, but I highly doubt they'll put a team in Serbia. They're going to put a team in Belgrade. I'd be shocked if they did that. They want to go to, like, you know, Madrid and Paris and Barcelona and Berlin. I mean, that's in Rome. But, like, they're not going to get the real support there, it feels like.
I don't know. It seems to me like the interest would be better served to, hey, you've got folks in Seattle that are dying for a team and are going to fill up an arena.
Yep.
Right? And so,
you know,
getting that team out there and getting that done and whatever studies you need to do. You got folks that want that. I'm not sure there's a big, you know, it's like we say with the NCAA tournament expanding it. I'm not sure there's a lot of people clamoring here for a European league that, you know, that the NBA is behind and sponsoring. It's going to be, it feels like secondary, third. For those folks that are true NBA fans, they're going to still root for their NBA teams. There's not an NBA team, as John said, Paolo and Ja ain't on your team. So what's the incentive to root for those teams right there in your backyard? We've seen that. I mean, just having them in your backyard, if it's second or third or fourth tier, nobody's going to go. Nobody's going to care.
Especially if they have a established EuroLeague team already there.
You like your established EuroLeague team. Even if you're away from it, you've picked one that you like better.
Yep.
It's a higher level of talent. And, oh, by the way, I root for the Bulls in the NBA when I'm in that league. This is another, I don't know, overly ambitious, it would seem.
Europeans are different, man. Like, I think they would probably, scoff at this attempt. You know, like, you're coming over here, you're trying to do what we do over here in Europe.
I feel like we're getting that from the owners in the EuroLeague.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That sort of, yeah.
Because they're not all jumping at the opportunity to leave. All this money, all this capital, they're not jumping at the opportunity to leave. I think that kind of tells you their attitude towards it. You know, they feel like the NBA won't do for them what the EuroLeague does for them. Again, you know, maybe this is something. I think it's a strange thing to have ambitions for. You know, like, I mean, it's not the International Basketball Association; it's the National Basketball Association.
Again, the games themselves, maybe they can, you know, get you to a point.
Right.
But that's the point, is you're selling them something. You're showing them something different than what's actually going to be there. Ja Morant and Paolo Banchero ain't going to be on those teams.
That's right.
So it's not really connected. You can't really advertise it. It's funny. You said they're using those faces today as part of their releases on this stuff.
It's like a trick.
It's not. It's exactly. It's like a trick. It's a fake face. It's a facade.
So yeah, you get like a taste of it, like I think the highest high level, and then we're gonna give you.
I'm not
David Jones
it,
Garcia.
I'm not. Give Seattle and Las Vegas a team so you can get the Grizzlies to the East, and we can look worldwide down the road.
Yeah.
Instead of kicking the expansion down the road, which we should be at.
Exactly.
And Jason, to your point, I looked it up because I was curious. These are pretty well supported teams. The EuroLeague, on average this year, each per game, we're talking 10,000-11,000 people in these arenas.
Yes. They're connected to their teams.
It's not already. Like it's you know, a paltry, you know, tiny little gym that they're in. These are well put together programs and teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Established.
I would, again, you know, the NFL, when they have these games in Sao Paulo, they have these games in London, it's one off. It's like their ambitions are not to expand. Maybe Mexico City. I think that, you know, but you could, like, that's very different than across the pond, right? They're not trying to put a team in England.
Well, they're not. Seem like Jacksonville is, they basically put them over there every year.
I mean, maybe they are.
No, to your point, I don't.
Well, they're not trying to start a league.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe they are. Because I just looked it up. NFLPA reportedly, this is from June, NFLPA reportedly expects the NFL to push for four-team European division. So what the hell do I know?
We send it. It's become so common now, it just feels like we've made it routine for our players, flying them over there now.
That's right.
Jacksonville literally goes and stays for a 3-week period or whatever it is to play their two games that they're always over there playing. It just feels like they've been getting us ready for it for a while.
Man, that's nuts. London and having an NFL team.
And that's what Silver might be being overly ambitious here in whatever way, you know, this Euro League, whatever. You're watching the NFL.
Yeah, but the NFL is different. Like you're not the NFL.
They're not you, bro.
Exactly.
You can't operate like they do. Get the two teams in Seattle and Vegas. That's the place that folks been clamoring for.
That's
what
exactly
are we talking
right
about here?
Yes.
Get that done. I mean, these valuations are going up. You're in a good place. You don't need to be looking overseas.
Yeah.
At any sort of expense, even a different league. That's going to, in the end, John, be a tertiary, whatever that third tier after secondary is.
Yes.
Because it's not prime time, as Dion would say.
Yeah, I mean, again, they had Christmas, and then the NFL came and took Christmas away.
Mm.
You know, they
sure
flexed their
did
might every
they sure
time.
Did.
You know,
and you're running. You're running. You're trying to. Oh, we got
to
run
let's
away.
Let's go to Europe.
Let's go to Europe. We'll
Europe league,
and we'll take that over.
Yeah.
No, Goodell's not letting you out of.
I agree with you. Like, let's just cut the mat. Let's cut the BS, and let's get Seattle and Vegas a team,
right?
And let's go from there.
Get to 32. That gets us to 32, right?
Yeah.
And then we can get Memphis to the East, like it should be.
That's right.
Fix some things there.
Wouldn't we have to have another team go to the
I
East?
I think we have to have one more.
So New Orleans can go.
Haven't we already?
Oh no! Keep them there.
Is it New Orleans is staying and
We're expanding. Sorry, I had previously relocated them.
Who's the West team that can go east? Have we done this before?
Minnesota
is the one we've said can go.
Yeah.
Yes. So, it's done. We're fixing it.
Very
stop
easy
the international stuff. It's a failure. Jason and John have said it.
I agree. But again, for $12,000 in flights, you can make that trip.
Yeah.
Hey, Berlin, a lot safer than downtown Memphis. I tell you that right now.
Kids in school fool around that time. We're trying to rebound from Christmas as normal folk.
How long do you need? I mean,
we're just getting
days started,
fool. It's January 18th. What are you talking about? You got to pay the credit card bills down.
Well, I think you need to
damn near. I'm looking at summer at my summer trip. That's how long I need.
I think you need to curb your spending.
Normal people don't take a vacation every season like you do, bro. We ain't got it like that yet.
It's
an amazing story of how you've risen. George, it's one you should aspire to. You've risen from 6 straight hours of radio now to a cove in Germantown.
That's right.
You don't come out of, but when you decide to, can afford to go on this trip with the Grizzlies, with Paolo Banchero, and the Orlando Magic, and spend, what, about a week there?
You'd have to spend 8 days because you had to get the jet lag.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because jet lag I was sleepy as a mug over there in Serbia when I went. I was just sleepy the whole time.
This is a guy who used to wear 2 ring rings and Dickies, fake Dickies, with the white polo, right? They all questioned what he was going to amount to.
That's right.
Your story should be named Rise.
I agree.
Story of John Martin, Rise.
I can definitely confirm the jet lag, though. I've been over there.
Oh, yeah.
Studied over there. And that first week, like, I prepped. I was like, I can't go to class. I have to get there a week or two early just to, like, sleep and just get on schedule, get on time.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't, you're cooked. It's bad.
How old are you, Ken George?
26.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Gallivanting all over the world, maybe a stop in Serbia.
I don't know if I can.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not 36.
Every season.
I'm not 36 yet.
But it happened in a matter of about a 10-year span. Is why I asked it.
About
like
22
that.
To 32.
There you go.
I was gonna say I don't know where I'm gonna be tomorrow.
The story of John Martin.
But I know exactly where I'm gonna be tomorrow.
Okay.
Right here.
Right where I'm sat right now.
But that's where your feet
hours.
Are today.
Mm. Yeah.
Remember the story of John Martin. Rise.
I have to. I'll
and
I'll
where
write it
you
down.
Can be. And the kinds of vacations you can be taking.
Once upon a time.
Have you thought about writing a memoir?
I have.
Inspirational.
I've started it, actually.
When's your TED Talk?
You know, I'm ready for it. I don't think we get those anymore, though. I think Calkins did the last one in Memphis. If they ever do want to come back,
though. He dropped the mic on it.
But isn't like a TED Talk tough because you can't, you have to remember everything. You have to memorize the speech. I think that's the thing about TED Talks.
You never do one of those.
Is that you don't get a chance. There's no teleprompter. You can't refer to anything.
There isn't one in here.
Huh?
I said there's not one in here.
No, this isn't a TED Talk. I mean, a TED Talk, you got to put the suit on. You got to button it up. You're talking to a bunch of corporate people, CEOs and execs and, you know, all kinds of people. It's not just those kinds of people. There's lots of people there.
But they're looking to you for inspiration. That's what we're getting at.
You know, I think the pressure to deliver. He could. I remember when he was doing that, he was like, he was exhausted, over the preparation of it. And he practicing it and, you know, all those different things. I know he crushed it. And I don't think you get paid for TED Talks either. I think that's the other thing. It's like you do them for free for the exposure. I could be wrong on that.
The respect of your white peers.
I think in that one, I think there were there was some diversity for sure.
Okay.
At the Memphis version TED Talk, I think there was some diversity. Would be my guess, but you know, again, I'll have to confirm that with Jeff while you're out next week.
Let us know.
Are you going to be preparing for that TED Talk while you're gone?
Never been invited.
I don't think we had them. I don't know how that works. Is it like a tour they take? You know, I don't know how it works.
And I've just always thought it's a different level of smart to have to be in those things.
Yeah,
I've just not been able to make it to.
Yeah, well, they had one last year on September 28th.
There you go.
So, you know, I'm sure like their speakers range from, you know, let's see who has talked that we recognize.
I know Ray Lewis has done one.
In Memphis?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just in general.
Yeah,
I'm
talking
good,
about
though.
Memphis. I mean, I know, like, overall.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
I bet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know most of these people, to be totally
second
honest.
Second chances.
These are like, local people. You know, we don't have many, national people come down here. But Calkins did it. And I'm sure I think it was a proud moment for him.
Out, though. You say they're done. He finished it up.
No, I think that was wrong.
Okay.
Because they did it last year. So I was wrong on that. But anyway, we'll see what happens with the NBA. We'll see what happens with this expansion. They clearly have the eye for Europe. You know, execution remains to be seen. But clearly the Grizzlies are going to be a part of it. You know, and Paolo Banchero and John Moran and, you know, all of that.
Didn't the NFL try to do a Euro League at one time?
Way back
and
when.
Failed, and they are the NFL. So
they had,
you watch
they
yourself.
Had like a whole, they had like 20 teams, didn't they?
Watch yourself, dude. Nobody wants to see garbage football or garbage basketball. We've established that. When we say garbage, it's not top tier.
Yeah, it was NFL Europe.
So I thought NFL Euro.
And it lasted about 12 years.
I mean, we poured into it and lost. That's why we pulled the plug.
Yeah.
And look at who we are, the NFL.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, well, I don't know why Silver thinks he's going to be different.
It lost $30 million a year.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.